Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abusalvi. Samer, how are we doing today?
Doing real well. I really loved today's mix. We talked about doing a super group mix, which honestly feels right at home on the Super Awesome Mix podcast, which if you haven't left a five-star review and you enjoy the show, please do so right now. It helps us a lot. But, you know, it's, it was so much fun to put this one together. And there are a lot of really good supergroups out there. And I feel like we did a good first pass at this.
I agree. We really ran the gamut from young to old and got me thinking about, like, what could be considered a supergroup. I also started thinking about the concept of, like, a podcast supergroup and what that would look like, you know, if it was like,
I love that.
If Sarah Koenig, Ira Glass, and I mean, I don't know who the third person there, but if they asked either one of us, right? Like, I think I would be honored to be like, yeah, I'll be the guy in the supergroup no one's ever heard of.
Right. Cause I feel like a lot of them typically have that, you know,
there's definitely some of these where it's like, okay, oh my gosh, that guy. And then, okay, hold on. Let me do a quick Google search. All right. Oh, yeah. I think I know him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the backup drummer for someone else in high school. All right.
That's great. Okay. No, total supergroup. Yeah.
No, but you're right. Serial producers, if you're listening, just drop us a DM at Super Awesome Mix. You know, let us know. We're ready. Super Awesome Murders or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. Okay. A little co-branding cereal. Okay. Just give us a call. All right. Well, let's get into it. Okay. 12 super awesome super groups to get into here. And we're going to lead off with Be Yourself by Audioslave.
Yeah. Whenever I picked this, Matt texted me. He was like, I have like a bingo card and for sure, like Tom Morello was going to be on it. which is accurate in like at least once. Yeah. So Audioslave, amazing supergroup. So basically Rage Against the Machine kind of broke up for a bit in the year 2000. Zach De La Rocha left and the guys left over from Rage were just like, well, why don't we just invite Chris Cornell into the mix? And that's what they did. And they formed Audioslave. So I feel like maybe if I was Zach, I might have been a little hurt, you know? It wasn't like everyone just left and did their own thing. They very much were just like, well, I mean, let's just replace him, right?
Well, and it's not like when Van Halen went from Sammy Hagar to the guy from Extreme, right? It's like a lot of people don't know Zach De La Rocha's name necessarily, but then it's like, no, we're going to go get Chris Cornell. It's like, whoa, what? Like,
yeah, exactly. But yeah, oh my gosh. So, I mean, this group comes together and they form Audioslave, and Audioslave is so, so good. And I wanted to pick a song from their long list of songs that also, could go on the Super Awesome You show. So a little co-branding here. Speaking of all of our shows, check us out. We also have What Are You Listening To with Jen. But, Be Yourself is a great message, like wrapped in an awesome rock song, of course, including Tom Morello just absolutely shredding the guitar like he does on every single track. But I think it's really cool because as he writes a lot and Chris sings a lot about different types of people out there and whether you're this or whether you're that all you can really do is be yourself. So I love the song. I love when like a rock song like this that, you know, you might not typically like pay attention to the lyrics to has a great message. And so I wanted to open us out, you know, open the mix strong with Audioslave.
Love it. Yeah. And you're right. Great message here, which you don't always get from a rock song. There's definitely a couple others on this mix that are just pure rock songs, you know, exactly sending a big message. But I also love in this one that if you're just kind of random listener coming across this song, you're listening to it early on, you're like,
oh, okay, is this a Soundgarden song I've never heard of? Like, you're just hearing Chris Cornell's voice, and then the guitar comes in, and it's like, okay, Tom Morello's definitely involved.
Yes. Yeah. They apply the Tom Morello filter, basically.
Yes, they did. Yeah. I mean, but it's awesome. Like, it's these two great sounds, like, just coming together. And, I mean, the guitar solo here is incredible. So, yeah, definitely a great pick to start us off.
Awesome. All right. Well, speaking of songs with a great message, track number two, your first pick, Big Subwoofer by Mount Westmore.
Yeah, so I included these on my best of at the end of last year when I discovered this album. So Mount Westmore, it's Snoop Dogg, E-40, Too Short, and Ice Cube. And I just love the throwback sound. Each of them takes their turn kind of, you know, at the mic. You get so many great references in this one, like while they're rapping, reference to the hat store lids from the mall, if you still go to the mall.
Nice.
Superfly Snuka, legendary pro wrestler, and then Jack's Hawaiian Rolls. I'm not going to get into how they reference that one, but it's you know, a pretty obscure reference to work in this context. But yeah, the whole album we got from them, I don't know if they're going to make more, but I just love this album. I could listen to every track on it, but I had to include this one because, Samer, I wondered if you wish you could go back in time with this song. And you talk about your love of bass when you were in high school. If you could have rocked this song, you know, pulling up to a party, as they say in this one.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, that was like literally note number two here is love the bass on this track. This is one where my headphones were like rattling. Like, it's so powerful. So they definitely deliver on the desire, or, you know, whether you have a big subwoofer or not. They deliver on it. It will be pounding. But yeah, oh my God. I definitely would have played this song back in high school with my car and the 212s in the back. So good.
That's all I thought about. I'm like, oh, well, okay. If I'm going to pick another song off this, it's got to be Big Subwoofer, just for Samer.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you. That's a good one. I liked it.
All right. Now let's go to, I don't know, maybe the most well-known, I think, song on this mix from a supergroup. And it is White Room by Cream.
Yeah, I definitely went with like a rock theme for a lot of my songs. Rock tends to invite a lot of supergroups for whatever reason, although as we've just covered, there's like rap ones and other ones that are really good. Cream apparently might be considered the first supergroup. That's what I was reading. And so, of course, we had to include them here on our first mix. You know, you got Eric Clapton from, at the time, the Yardbirds, Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker from the Graham Bond Organization. And I mean, I hadn't really heard of either of those two groups. I've certainly heard of Cream, though, in my like introduction to bands. But obviously, you got Eric Clapton on the guitar, probably the biggest name of this group. And I love this song. We've covered it before. It's kind of funny. You know, they talk about how they never would have imagined that this song would have become as popular as it was, because they're literally just describing like a room, as they say. It's a song just about a room. Because, you know, the opening lyrics literally are just opening up, describing a room as if you're reading reading like a story about someone walking into a room. Where is it located? Okay, cool. It's there. It's got white walls. Got it. But yeah, I had to include Cream in a rock supergroup mix, and absolutely love this song. They have a lot of amazing tracks. And as we've covered before, Eric Clapton guitar is also widely considered one of the best guitarists of all time. So have to talk about him.
I think Jack Bruce's brother was a realtor and they were just trying to help him out, you know, by just kind of like, hey, all right, you got to sell this townhome. All right, let me write you a song real quick and see if, just have this playing at the open house, you know, you get the cookies, right. Cookies fresh out of the oven, and we'll play the song describing the room, and this thing will be off your hands in 3 days. Okay.
I love that.
Yeah, you're right. This is a really, it's an interesting song. Everybody knows it. It's such a cool rock song, but you're right. Within this room, like this person seems to be struggling a little bit too, which is also something that kind of gets overshadowed by the fact that it's sort of this legendary rock song, is you don't necessarily dig into the lyrics and kind of get any meaning from it, because everyone just knows it. But yeah, it's interesting because this is definitely a situation where maybe the super group overshadows the other groups that these guys have been in.
Yes,
and
totally.
We could probably go down the line and try to see, like, how often has that happened where the super group outdoes, and that maybe that's another mix down the line, right? But
right,
I just thought that was interesting with this one, because I'm like, I'm definitely more familiar with the super group than I am with any of the individual projects.
Right. Yeah. Like, ask me to name a Yardbird song. I'm not going to get very far. Apologies to Yardbird fans out there. I'm sure it's great. I'm not saying anything against them.
Well, I'm going to be on the Yardbirds podcast next week and talking about them.
All right.
I'm sorry too, but anyway. All right. Just keep going.
All right. Yeah, I don't want to go down the drain on this one, which is track number 4, Down the Drain by Chickenfoot.
Great segue there. All right, let's talk about Chickenfoot. Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony, Joe Satriani, and Chad Smith. Okay, so Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony, old friends from Van Halen, of course. Michael Anthony is like the other guy in Van Halen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, like, you hear people talk about Michael Anthony and they're like, oh, musically, he's the best one. Like, they talk about him just being brilliant, but he just gets overshadowed by the Van Halen brothers and then either David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar. So kind of cool for Sammy Hagar to bring him along for this project. Joe Satriani is just like this unbelievable guitarist, and he just kind of jumps in whenever someone needs a guitarist. Like, it seems like Chickenfoot's been his longest standing kind of band. Otherwise, it's just like, hey, we need someone who's amazing at guitar. And they bring in Joe Satriani. And then Chad Smith, drummer from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So, I mean, first of all, kind of an eclectic group to bring together. But
Yes. They
just do just straight rock music, right? Like, Sammy Hagar is just the classic front man. And Satriani with the guitar. And then, I mean, it all just comes together. And so, like, this song, I don't think there's a real deep meaning behind it or anything. And their music doesn't have a ton of deep meanings behind it when you listen to it. But, you know, if you like just great rock music, these guys are pretty fun.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was, like, instantly in love with this one whenever it opened. I was not familiar with the band name. Hit play and was like, oh, well done, Matt. I love this. Because it just rocks. Like, it rocks so hard. It's great. And you're right. It is a very eclectic group. But my goodness, it works really well together. This was really exciting to listen to.
Yeah, and they're technically still together. I think they've put out 2 albums and there's still maybe an opportunity for more. So, yeah, definitely a band worth getting into if you like just straight rock music. All right, so let's go to track 5. You've got Elephants by Them Crooked Vultures.
Yeah, so this was the other bingo slot that Matt had mentioned in his text message. It's going to include Dave Grohl and Them Crooked Vultures. Yes, so we've covered them before. So this is Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age. They just released a new album, which is so good. It's definitely going to make an appearance on a new music mix again for me. Dave Grohl on the drums, you know, obviously from Foo Fighters and Nirvana. And then, you know, a little guy named John Paul Jones from from a group called Led Zeppelin, which to me of like, you know, like I can absolutely see Dave Grohl and Josh Homme being friends and knowing one another. Like that is like, well, yeah, of course they are, you know, but then to throw John Paul Jones in, I was like, OK, all right, that's a cool get, you know, like that's pretty awesome. And Dave has mentioned in interviews that like this is the only way you're going to get him to play drums for you, like in a group, is that you've got to have someone as good as Josh Homme and John Paul Jones as your bandmates. So the bar is pretty high to get Dave Grohl to play drums for you. You have to be like at the top of your game and then he will agree to play the drums. So it's great.
I like that he, you know, they're not only friends with John Paul Jones, but they got him to like play. It's not like we're dragging him out of retirement or something like that. It's just like,
right.
Hey man, you want to do a project? Like not just, you know, a couple tracks, like we're doing a whole album.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like that really is a big get. But I love this song. I think, you know, I've covered other ones on there. This one is really interesting because I think you can kind of hear the influences of like these three artists coming together in this one track. And I think that that's something really interesting. It's like if you know them individually outside of the super group, and then you hear them all come together. It really is kind of cool to see what they produce together, because they do bring their own like history and legacy to the same room. And then all of a sudden, you know, it can produce some really awesome music. And I think this one at like 7 minutes long is a great example of, you know, all the influences of these three guys coming together and how it works together. It's pretty awesome.
And it's a nearly 2 minute intro, which was also really cool into the song. Yeah. So there's all this buildup and the sound just sounds great. But yeah, you're right. I think that's the challenge within a supergroup, because obviously everybody gets a turn in some way, shape or form. Mm-hmm. Like you see a lot of the songs, and the songs usually have everybody's name written on them. Right. Yeah. And it's interesting to see, yeah, it all come together in these different ways, but here with three very well-known groups apart from them, it's cool to see that all come together.
Is real music dying? What even is real music, and who are we to judge that? Well, my father is a lifelong musician, and together we've been making music for over a decade. In our new podcast, we dare to ask the urgent, the weird, and the deep questions, and we have a lot of wild stories to tell. No matter what genres you enjoy, whether you're a musician, a producer, or a listener, we invite you to discover unconventional perspectives on music. So tune in and go follow Mad Makings of Music wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, track number six. Another song that I really enjoyed that I wasn't familiar with, but this is Romance by Wild Flag.
Okay, so we're going to bring in an all-female supergroup here, okay? So this is Carrie Brownstein, Mary Timoney, Rebecca Cole, and Janet Weiss. The bands are Slater Kinney, Helium, and The Minders, okay? So probably some bands you may not be top of mind. Carrie Brownstein's definitely kind of the lead name here. Just because Slater Kinney, I think, is a little bit more popular in the music world. And then, of course, if you're familiar with the TV show Portlandia, she starred on that with Fred Armisen. Okay. Here's what I love about this song in particular. And they've got some really cool rock music out there. But this one reminded me of something from like a 50s surf movie, right? Like that kind of feel with the drums and even the vocals. But there's a little bit of distorted audio. There's a little bit of an edge to it with the guitar. And so it's just this like cool, updated kind of punk sound to this throwback song. I mean, if you told me this was like a cover of something, I'd almost believe you, like that it was written actually like 70 years ago. But it's not. It's just really, really well done and kind of an updated version of it. But everything from the vocals and, like I said, the drums and guitar here, it all just gave me that feel.
Yeah, I love that. I agree. I thought it was such a good song. Like I've been looking for exactly this type of energy lately in a song, and this one just is perfect. Like it's this great like indie rock punkish sound, but it's not too heavy on the punk. Like. I love all the influences that, yeah, again, that they bring to this, but this was such a good track. I was super excited to find this one. I'm going to dive into more of their album.
Yeah. And this is definitely on the younger end of supergroups. So we've got an opportunity to maybe, you know, keep them together for a while. All right. Track seven, we've got Passive by A Perfect Circle.
So this one is definitely top of mind for like, you've got the one key member and then other people, because, and I don't mean that with disrespect, but in terms of just like name power, you know, cause you've got like the guitarist, Billy Howerdell, who is like a former guitar tech for Nine Inch Nails, Smashing Pumpkins, Fishbone, super impressive. Like those are incredible bands. You know, and you've got like, you know, the Primus drummer, Tim Alexander, who eventually was replaced by Josh Freese, also like some notable names. But then you've got, you know, the vocalist, Maynard James Keenan, who's most famously known for Tool and like also just has a very unique voice and sound. And I think if you were to tell me like whose influence was the largest on how Perfect Circle sounds, I would argue it might be his. Love Perfect Circle. We've definitely covered them before. I think even in episode one, I believe they were on my Desert Island mix. I got to go back and look at that because it's been a minute. But I'm pretty sure I had A Perfect Circle on there because I love them so much. they're like, yeah, they're like Tool light, you know, but not that much lighter, you know, like this isn't like a Coke Zero situation. This was like whenever they would like half the amount of calories in Coca-Cola, you know, they wouldn't bring you to zero, but it was like a reduction. So, you know, if you're not into like metal, this still might not be your bag. But yeah, I think, you know, what a great little group. And it, I think the way it formed is really interesting because like Maynard basically was like, oh, I really like how you sound. Let me bring my voice to you, you know, and then like basically they formed that way. And he brought his like talent and everything. And they've had a lot of success. They've released a number of albums and it's been really good, but definitely a side gig for Maynard.
Yeah, this falls in that category of as I, you know, kind of dove more into supergroups, putting this mix together. Some supergroups do the everybody gets a turn type thing when they're putting the song together. And others do the we're just going to have this one person. So like if you don't know A Perfect Circle, but you just hear the song, you're right. Maynard James Keenan like just comes through and you might be like, is this a Tool song?
Like, right.
But it exactly. just sounds different enough to where it's like, well, they're doing something different here, you know? So it's all the musical stuff. But when you have such a strong vocalist, it's almost like with Audio Slave, you just hear Chris Cornell and it's like, all right, this is a Chris Cornell song, right? But then obviously right. Tom Morello has his own distinct sound when he comes into play. But yeah, when the vocalist is so strong, it can really overshadow things, especially in a super group where, you know, the other guys aren't as well known.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like the voice carries a lot and that's often the first and kind of only thing we take away from a song. So, which is actually a really good segue to the next pick, which this group I had not heard of, but it made my heart so happy. The song is Bruised and the group is The Bends.
Yeah, so three guys named Ben. Okay, Ben Folds, Ben Queller, and Ben Lee. And, you know, just like I said in the last song, if the vocalist is strong, you maybe just think it's their song. And here it's like you hear Ben Folds and you hear piano. And it's like, all right, well, this is just a Ben Folds song or Ben Folds 5. And it's like, no, he's got these two other awesome guys with him. And so it's really kind of a cool little album that they put together because now they all have similar styles, right? And Ben yes. Folds is probably the best. It was definitely the best known of the three of them. And in my mind, I think Ben Queller is probably second, but I'm from Texas. Mm-hmm. So maybe I've just gotten more of Ben Queller in my life than other people. And then Ben Lee's on there as well. So they have similar styles. So I think meshing it works really well. Like it's not as disparate when you see this list and their individual projects as it is with some of the other supergroups. But this is such a, I don't know. It's just a nice song. Like
it is.
And it's the message is really just very sweet. Like, you know, like love just leaves you bruised. It's never finished, right? Like people talk about kind of gutting heart wrench. But in this case, it's like it's not gutting. It's like you're just a little beat up. And so it's a great message. And the music they've done together, I think they've done one full album. Kind of falls in the same vein. And if you're familiar with any of their works, you'll see it lines up really well.
Yeah, I love the nature of how this group came together. It was literally like a fan service because Queller had written, well, actually our fans noticed that we all had the same first name and had said for a long time, wouldn't it be great if we all played together? So we thought maybe we should do that. And I just think like, there's so much like fun and innocence in that, you know, of like, to your point, like they do kind of have similar sounding music, you know, and one's not in like hard rock and the other's not in rap and whatever. They produce very similar kind of vibes. And so for their fans to kind of notice that and want that from them and for them to just be like, yeah, okay, let's do it. I think it's really fun and playful, you know, like there's not as much ego here at play where, you know, you've got like the one superstar and then he drags a bunch of people in and they get the benefit. It's like, no, they've all got nice little music careers for themselves. And then they decide to do something fun that the fans love. So I love that. And I think that comes through in the song itself, too. It is a very nice song.
Yeah, there's a low chance of a Sex and the City scenario happening here where Ben right. Queller is just like, I'm not working with that guy anymore. It's like, nah, come on. Come on. Just,
yeah.
We'll record your vocals in a different studio, okay? And then we'll let the producers put it together. All right. Track 9. So speaking of different styles coming together, we've got Living on the 110 by Prophets of Rage.
Yeah, I just mentioned, like, this isn't, you know, a group of, this past group wasn't like rock and rap coming together. And here we have rock and rap coming together, which I really love because it works so well. I love when genres like mash up like this. So Prophets of Rage is going to sound familiar to you because of Rage Against the Machine. I feel like Tom Morello has just a lot of anger. You know, maybe maybe you should talk to someone about that. But this is a rap rock supergroup. It was formed in 2016. It was actually kind of formed in reaction to the election of Donald Trump, which is interesting. So it's like they were pissed and here's Prophets of Rage as a result. So you've got the, you know, vocalist Tim Comerford, backup vocalist, and then guitarist Tom Morello, drummer Brad Wilk. And then you got Public Enemies Chuck D and DJ Lord. And then Cypress Hill's Be Real. And I think Cypress Hill, you know, Be Real has like such a unique voice that that's also one that really stands out on this track. When he does, you know, whenever he's singing rap. And so it's pretty awesome. It's a great protest rock song here. You know, they're singing about people who are living under the 110, which is a freeway in Los Angeles. And they're kind of talking about the juxtaposition of how like this highway carries a lot of very wealthy cars, but then there's literally people living underneath it. And so very classic Rage Against the Machine, you know, talking about anti-capitalistic and anti, you know, inequality and all these types of things. So, it's a really cool mashup. I think what I like the most about it really is just the fact that it's different genres coming together to kind of tackle the same kind of issue. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I thought that's always really cool when you see that happen. And this song's really well done, I think, in that regard. It's definitely more, you know, if you look at the two Tom Morello entries on this mix, right? And he's actually got, I think, another supergroup on top of that. But he, you know, the first one, like I said, Chris Cornell's voice kind of dominates it. This one is going to have more of a Rage Against the Machine feel to it than Audio Slave does. So here you see maybe a little bit more of his influence, or maybe just, you know, maybe it's the messaging. But in any case, if you're a Rage Against the Machine fan, you're probably going to line up with Prophets of Rage pretty well. The other thought I had was, okay, this song's from 2017. I really hope this isn't something where in 10 years we look back on the song and we're like, yeah, that hasn't gotten any better. Because when they talk about the homeless situation, you know, and you and I joked about that when we look at like songs from the 70s where it's like, I guess we solved that problem. I really, really hope between now and like 2037, we've got a better solution in place for the homeless.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hopefully this is not one that we're just like, oh my God, we're still... This is still applicable today. All right, track number 10. Very different vibe shift from what I was just listening to. I almost had to pause and like just take a minute because I was riding this like rock high, and then here comes Highwayman by Highwayman, which is a, you know, pretty, it's like a, yeah, let me, how about you talk about it?
Yeah, how about I talk about it? Well, I mean, call back to an earlier band, you're going to get the bends going from one of these songs to the other, right? The scuba right. term.
Just, exactly.
Yeah, very different entry. This song's from 1985. Okay, so the Highwaymen, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and Kris Kristofferson, which... From like a super group standpoint, like talk about getting the four biggest names in a genre, right? Like,
yes.
This may have come the closest to doing that and putting it together. Maybe the greatest country super group of all time, but I'd probably have to do a little bit more research. I feel like naming the greatest super group might be a great, great one for the Battle podcast that we are working on and getting ready to release later this year. So look for that. But yeah, I mean, this is an interesting mix. This is definitely a little bit more conventional because it's like, we're going to write a country song. Each of us is going to sing one verse, right? Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings have passed away, so there's no chance of any new music from the Highwaymen. But they put together a couple of albums prior to breaking up. They were together from 85 to 95. And A Highwayman, in case you're wondering, was it's a reference to kind of a stick-up artist, if you will. It's as people were going down the highway, more in like Western times, so, you know, could be caught on a horse. You know, this was someone who would rob people as they were going along the highway. And in this song, each of them kind of tells their story of being a highwayman and then how there will be more after them. So really kind of a, you know, kind of an interesting little throwback tune, a little bit more conventional country. But yeah, definitely a hard shift from Prophets of Rage.
I know. I had to like just take a minute because I was like, okay, I just listened to like a song talking about real issues in the United States. And then here's this one talking about Boulder, Colorado, and I don't know what, being buried in concrete. And I'm just like, this doesn't feel as applicable maybe to today. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
in your world. Maybe in your world.
Yeah. My big city life up here in New York, I just don't understand it. But
and keep living but in that right. bubble. Keep living in that bubble, Sarah. Okay?
But yeah, I mean, for me, it's Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, unbelievable voices. And so listening to them sing is incredible. And I also felt it was like kind of a melancholy song. Like I think that was the other thing that really got me coming from the last one. Is this one does just tend to kind of be like four kind of sad stories being told in a way. But it was good. Yeah, absolutely would listen to a battle mix of who's the best supergroup out there.
Yeah, I think that could get very interesting because we have different genres. Mm-hmm. Tom Morello would probably have his own division, though, you know, his own bracket in the mix. we'll see if we can put that one together. All right, your last pick. It is Satanist by Boy Genius.
Yes, another all-female supergroup. And this one is also pretty new. So it's an indie rock supergroup. You've got Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus. And they just released an album not too long ago. I absolutely love it. I have been listening to it a number of times. But, you know, I just wanted to kind of showcase that they have like such a wide range in that album because they've got some softer songs. And then this one is a little bit on the harder side. You know, they can definitely bring a lot of energy. And I love the kind of the topic here. Like, will you be a Satanist with me? Mortgage off your soul to buy your dream. And then a vacation home in Florida, which I also love that. I love the idea of like, that's where they're going to end up in Florida. A little dig at, you know, a state that we all love to pick on. So I think it's great. Yeah. Like they have such a wide range, the three of them, and have all had really impressive independent careers as singer-songwriters. So coming together, I think, is interesting in that regard because these aren't people who typically play in a band and then all of a sudden they are in a band. So I think that's like another cool dynamic that you could see where people suddenly aren't the one and only, you know. So yeah, Boy Genius. They're awesome if you haven't listened to their album.
Yeah, and I can appreciate the kind of difference of like, these are just solo artists kind of coming together and having to work together. And I wonder what kind of challenge that is versus the ones who are normally in a band and are used to kind of mm-hmm. maybe blending in a little bit more. But you're right. Like I thought the lyrics here were really well done. You know, not only do they talk about being a Satanist, but it's also like, what is it, being a nihilist and then maybe being a communist or something like that. They just kind of take these words with negative connotations and then sort of speak about them a little more. And it's, I don't know. I thought it was just really well done, but yeah. And it also just sounds great. And love the fact that we've got some younger supergroups on here that we'll hear more from.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, track number 12. This one would be a contender. I think this battle mix would go far. The Traveling Wilburys is the band, and the song is the Wilbury Twist.
Yeah, okay, Traveling Wilburys. Listen to this lineup. Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty. Okay?
I mean, incredible.
It's ridiculous, right? And they came together, they made, I mean, really like a double album and then a few singles after that. And, you know, all the songs are just so well written. Like this is one I've probably listened to every song these guys have ever made just over and over again. I picked this one just because I thought for finishing off a mix like this, I wanted something high energy. And this is just a fun song. And just kind of ridiculous. Like I could see them writing this together and just trying to make each other laugh. And so I just love the thought of that as they're putting this song together, just having so much fun with it. You know, they made these albums and then it was kind of hard to find the actual albums. Funny story. I actually bought like the double CD of their music off of wow. It was an early eBay purchase for me. I bought it from like someone in Ukraine. And it awesome. Took like 7 weeks to get here to where I had forgotten I'd ordered it. And then I get a notice at like whatever crappy apartment I was living in at that point that like I have a pickup at the post office. I'm like, what could this be? And then I go and pick it up and it's covered in like, you know, these stickers with like, you know, Russian letters on them. And I'm like, what is this? Like, of course, I just open it because it's a much more innocent time there. I'm not thinking someone is trying to hurt me. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is the Traveling Wilburys CD that I ordered. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So then I just immediately played it and then just kept playing it because I was like, this is unreal. I could listen to all these songs over and over again. But the last song in that CD and the last song in this mix is Wilbury Twist.
Yeah, I actually had not heard of them before. So this was like my first introduction to it. And this song in particular is so fun. It's like a twist and shout song, like a kind of a good dance floor song. And you can definitely tell they're having a lot of fun with it. But then once I looked up like who the Wilburys were, I was like, holy moly, what a lineup. Like, and this one, you know, I think, yeah, it'd be tough to kind of argue who brought the most here because like, my goodness, each of them, you know, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, like those three names alone, it's just like, wow. Of course you got a Beatle there with George Harrison. Amazing group, really fun song. I enjoyed this one to round out the mix for sure.
All right, well, there you have it. A super group, super awesome mix for your collection. You can follow us on Instagram at Super Awesome Mix. And of course, you know, we're not done. The super group that is Matt and Samer, we're going to keep going, okay? We're not breaking up anytime soon. So we'll get to work on our next mix. And for Samer, this is Matt. We'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.